This letter is not intended as an excuse for obvious mistakes or as a plea for sympathy. I believe that in war, the good of the individual must be subordinated to the good of the army. I have never asked favors or immunity for myself, and I have never granted them to those serving under me. I have, to the best of my ability, undergone all the risks of my troops. I love and admire good soldiers and brave men. I hate and despise slackers and cowards. I am quite tender-hearted and emotional in my dealings with wounded men. Like all commanders, I am constantly faced with the problem of malingering. If it is not checked, it spreads like prairie fire. I inspected some 300 freshly wounded men who had gallantly and unflinchingly done their duty, and who, in spite of their wounds, were cheerful and uncomplaining. The last man I came to was a forlorn individual sitting on a box, apparently waiting to have a wound dressed. I asked him where he had been hit. He replied that he had not been hit, but that he just could not take it and had come to the hospital to avoid combat. The contrast between this cur, who was not only skulking himself, but by his cowardice was forcing other loyal and brave men to do his duty, and the heroes I had just been talking to, so moved me that I slapped him across the face with the gloves I was carrying in my hand, shook him and called him a coward, and told him to get back to his outfit and try to be a man. When I left, I told the officer who was with me that I hoped I had made a man of that thing, and that if so, I had saved an immortal soul.